Drysdale Vignette. This one entitled Rejuvenating Lawns in 3, 2, 1. If you have an old lawn that is looking poor, replacing it with new sod may be the answer. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Details after this. 3, 2, 1. While many homeowners spend a lot of time trying to fix up an old lawn, it generally is not the best way to go. With the price of new sod having come down greatly, sodding over an old lawn makes a great deal of sense. Generally, old lawns become infested with all types of weeds, some such as twitchgrass and other perennial wide-bladed grasses, as opposite from the annual crabgrass, are difficult to banish from a lawn once they become established. The solution is a new lawn, and probably at less cost per square meter, or square yard, than new broadloom for the living room. You start by deciding which of two methods to remove the old lawn. Methods you can use are, first, cover the entire lawn with 8 to 10 centimeters, that's 3 to 4 inches, of good weed-free compost. Or, second, remove the old grass using a small rented sod cutter, spade, or rototiller. Once the old grass and weeds are gone, prepare the surface by removing all other rocks and debris. Fill in all the holes with topsoil to create a level site, carefully grading the site properly to obtain surface water drainage, preferably away from your home. Keep in mind, if you're buying topsoil for your lawn, you'll be importing thousands of new weed seeds. If possible, purchase a packaged weed-free seed starting mix to avoid this problem. You should eliminate hard compacted soil by rototilling or spading the top 15 centimeters, that's 6 inches of the soil. Now, it's a bit late to consider seeding your new lawn. That would be much better left until early September. But sodding will work well, and it's available at your favorite garden center. I'm Art Drysdale.